Thanks for tuning in to the Owl's Nest. Last week, a new meta popped up in the APAC region of Overwatch League, and it seems everyone has Chengdu style on their mind. That's coming up on today's Owl's Nest. Welcome back to our regulars, and hello to any new viewers out there. If this is your first time visiting the Owl's Nest, make sure you hit that subscribe button and like the video. Turn on the bell for notifications and leave us some comments about how you like the show. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, the Chengdu Hunters played against the New York Excelsior, reverse sweeped them in what a lot of people were calling a quick play style match. And then something unexpected, I think, happened this past week. We saw Chengdu beat Seoul, and then I was surprised to see the rookie London squad running a sort of Chengdu style against the Shanghai Dragons. Didn't quite work out in their favor, though they did take them to a Game 5. And then both the New York Excelsior and the Guangzhou Charge busted out the Chengdu-style meta. Jake, did you see this coming at all, especially with only 1 week left before the hero pools vanished anyway?
Well, I think this is just evidence that the Chengdu style works, and it works incredibly well. And I think, you know, given the nature of hero pools, right, you don't have so much time to adapt. If a team is just beating you with a certain composition and you just can't beat them and they're just taking you apart, whatever you're trying to do, then ultimately, if you can't beat them, join them. I think that is how you need to be thinking in the current hero pool meta, because you don't have the time to figure things out and counter them. And, you know, I think the real difference between NA and APAC this region is really just the main tank, right? Like, it's preferring the Wrecking Ball for preferring the Winston. But a lot of teams in NA, they are running the Zarya alongside that main tank, regardless of what they're picking. They are playing, you know, heroes like Genji and Tracer as well. So I think these styles aren't actually so different. It's more of like a different take on a way to play the same style, where you're trying to get your Zarya to high energy, trying to create space with the main tank so that your dive can be successful. And I think this is just evidence that perhaps, you know, no one could be more deserving of this, of the credit for this meta, probably than Chengdu and Among, because, or Ameng rather, because he's, you know, he's been playing this comp, they've been playing these strategies forever, right? It feels like this is absolutely nothing new for Chengdu. So, you know, I think given that this is the meta, it's almost not surprising that they're winning, because they just have by far the most experience playing this strategy.
So why do you think that we see the Hammond strategy in the APAC region and more of the Winston strategy going on over in the North American region?
Well, I think the APAC region has been a little bit more committed to the full dive, especially in the DPS. Like, we see more teams actually going double dive DPS, whereas Ashe is still very popular in North America. You know, even when you're going to play like a dive style with like a Winston and a Zarya, let's say, you know, and try to be aggressive, right? We're still seeing NA teams. We saw Paris playing, you know, McCree and Bap alongside that style. We saw teams, you know, like Florida Mayhem playing Bap, Zen, and Ashe, like all greedy heroes alongside that style. So I think it's the more conservative take, if anything, right, to go full dive, because that's the most punishing comp. You know, if the enemy tries to run anything greedy, you can jump on it and kill it and just burst it down with, you know, the help of a Hammond. So I think the metas both make sense in each respective region, and I think it likely really is the fact that Chengdu is just so good at this comp. They're probably just winning a ton of scrims. Teams are just like, well, how do we beat this? Let's just mirror match it. And so everyone ends up playing it because Chengdu is so good. They like create this micro meta themselves. And again, like, it's not that different from what we're seeing in NA. It's more of like Winston and Hammond can fulfill very similar roles in this style, as far as like taking the Zarya bubble, getting aggressive, creating space for their teammates. You know, Winston's a little more reliant on the primal the Chengdu style. So the Wrecking Ball a little bit more functional, maybe on the first fight when you have no ultimates. So there's I think, you know, benefits and costs to each style, but I think they both have merit. And, you know, I would be interested to see, you know, who would win if you go in the pure mirror match. My instinct tells me that the Winston is a little better if both teams play full dive heroes, but the Hammond is a great way to punish, you know, like a team like Florida that wants to be playing Sigma and, you know, Zen Bap. They like to get greedy. Anything like that, those greedier picks, I think would really suffer against Wrecking Ball. But maybe if both teams would go full dive, I don't know. I think the Winston would probably be a little better just because of how good Primal is. And as well, the minefield is a little bit harder to get value out of against the dive team.
So Shanghai was really the only APAC region team that wasn't really going for the Hammond dive. And they're the only one that at least was successful going against it, beating the London Spitfire in the Game 5. What do you think that the main deciding factor there was?
Well, I think what it comes down to is whether you're shutting down the wrecking ball, like there's different ways to accomplish that, but you have to shut down wrecking ball, right? Like whether that's, you know, running heroes like Sombra or McCree and Brig and just trying to stun him out of his cooldowns, you know, slow him down so he can't, you know, play that fast tempo on you. Or if you're going to play just such a fast dive style that the Hammond dives nobody because your whole team is, you know, jumping in. You can play heroes like Lucio and Moira in the dive comp and just run in, and you know the Hammond goes to the back line and finds that there's nobody even in the back line. So I think there's different ways to approach it, but it is hard to do because Wrecking Ball can just play such a fast tempo. Usually you're never going to be able to completely avoid him. You have to have this balance of, you know, keeping him at arm's reach without overcommitting, because he's such a hard hero to kill, even if you get the hack, even if you get some stuns, that his teammates could just come kill you while you're distracted. So I think Shanghai really showed a lot of skill and teamwork in that they could deal with the Hammond without overcommitting against it. And I think that is very hard to do, to be fair. Like, that's not something you can just rinse and repeat. It's going to win you every game. Like, we saw, it was map 5, right? It's like, you know, obvious that it wasn't a perfect counter. I think Shanghai just was the better right. team in the end.
Yeah, yeah, but I do think, if I'm remembering correctly, the maps that Shanghai won was when Lip was in on Sombra. But, you know, now that week's over with and we're starting to move into the part of the Countdown Cup where hero pools are gone and everyone's on the table, what's the likelihood that we're going to see this meta continue outside of Chengdu?
I hate to be a party pooper, but I'm pretty sure it's unplayable into Orisa because the power of the Orisa against Hammond is like, you know, you just don't care about the minefield. You just press fortify when he tries to boop you. You just halt him when he tries to roll through. And halt is probably the real reason that this hero is hard to play. On top of that, Ana has been out of the pool. So, you know, your primary way to that's one of the best heroes against Hammond. Like, you just sleep him and ignore him and kill his teammates. Because a halt is, like, the perfect setup for sleep. So, I think Orisa is the real reason, though. Like, when this hero comes back into the meta, Hammond is just too hard to play. Double shield comp makes it so hard for you to even get your ultimate on Hammond. And even when you get it, there's no guarantee it's actually going to be that impactful. I just think the double shield comp is such a dominant meta right now. Unless Orisa sees some balance changes, I just don't anticipate any other heroes taking over in the tank slot.
Well, it was good while it lasted. Chengdu, don't worry. We know that you did it first, and we tip our hats to you. That's going to be it for the Owl's Nest today. Thank you so much for watching. And before you go, make sure you click that bell to subscribe to our channel. Get all the notifications on our latest videos, like the video we did last week with Samito FPS, streamer for the Florida Mayhem. And make sure that you catch the breakdown here on the channel every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for all the esports and gaming news you need. Make sure you're following Jake at JakeOW on Twitter and Jake_OW on Twitch and YouTube. And until next time, stay on that payload.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.